Welcome back to the live stream at Microsoft Ignite in New Zealand. I'm Rick Claus, your host for today, because our other host, Mr. Seth, has decided to leave. This is the final day of Microsoft Ignite. We're doing a quick little kickoff here. We decided to fit in another quick interview. And joining me today is Amanda Rowland. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing up such an early time on the last day after the party, nonetheless.
I must say, I did look at the time slot and go, you really don't want anybody to see me talking.
That's what I keep on saying too, but they always just schedule these things. You were here presenting at Microsoft Ignite, and your session was earlier this week, but you were in one of the special talks tracks that was called Making Yourself Awesome or something like that?
Make Yourself More Awesome, yes.
Okay, so what did you contribute for that track as far as the session was concerned?
So my topic was how to convince people, even your partner, to spend money.
I see. I need to go back and review this one for sure.
It's all about convincing people using things like getting to know people, getting to know what they care about, things like that, to actually get a bit of a leg up in actually talking to your boss to get stuff bought for you.
So it's like the art of the sublime negotiation techniques, if you will, for being able to convince someone to spend some cash on some stuff.
More about the basics of that, about sitting down and going, okay, the business doesn't care about the same things I care about. Mm-hmm. The business doesn't care whether I get woken up at 3 a.m. in the morning because there's something, some emergency that I have to deal with, as long as it's not them, of course. Mm-hmm. But, and then how to think about what they do care about and then tailoring what you're doing towards that.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, for the topic itself, where are you drawing these conclusions from, out of curiosity? What sort of stuff have you done in your past life as an infrastructure person, as a person that works in IT?
I swear I've done everything, except development. I've never done development.
So from jiggling the cable to get the printer to work, like how I got started, all the way up to consulting and training, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Started as a sysadmin, started actually as a help desk person into a sysadmin role. And then eventually I was an architect and an MCT.
Okay.
So yeah, I've done a few things in my life.
Now you mentioned a couple, first off, you gave us a little hint with a couple of topics, ideas for being able to get people to come to your side of thoughts, I guess you would say, for being able to go in and to make some purchases and budget decisions.
Yep.
What would you say out of those, a handful, dozen, nine, 10, whatever they happen to be, what would you say would be the one that kind of surprised you the most when you're kind of sitting down to put pen to paper to put the session together?
Probably, get emotional.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's funny that when you think about it, if you do the research and you actually have a look online and at all of the different papers that have been written, people's decision making is based on 80%. It's an 80% emotional decision. People don't make rational decisions. It's crazy. but nobody believes it.
Okay.
Everybody thinks, if I put the data there and I put the information out there and I give them why this works,
they're just going to do it.
They're just going to do it.
But
absolutely.
Instead, you actually almost have to take a personal stake in it.
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay. So personal stake, get passionate about it, and try to infuse your passion to the person across the table that you're working with, that budget time.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's really cool. We're coming to the last part of the Ignite sessions. It started on Tuesday, so it's only 4 days for this conference. What about some sessions? Because you've been attending sessions as well, because you work in the IT industry.
I do.
Do you think about what would you say would be your top three sessions, maybe, that you're going to make sure that you pass back to your colleagues back at work that they should go off and see, that happened here at Ignite this week?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Completely off base. You had no idea I was going to ask that. So.
No, I didn't, and I don't remember topic names, which is going to be problematic.
Okay, well, go for generalities. What would they be?
Sure.
Top three subjects.
DevOps.
Yep.
In saying that, I will be caveating it to them to say, for the developers, it's going to be really awesome, and it's going to help them understand how DevOps is supposed to work. Mm-hmm. I didn't manage to get to any ops-heavy sessions.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't see any ops-heavy sessions. I believe there was one yesterday, which I would have thought was very, very interesting. I looked at a bunch of Azure things as well, and especially with on-prem to the cloud.
Okay.
And of course, Jess's session on Write the Rights, thought was amazing.
Yeah, we had her on yesterday afternoon chatting about that, and I think she was still going about 1,000 miles a minute. sorry, 1,000 kilometers a minute.
Okay, you know she's always going at that speed.
See, I don't understand how you can't sustain that for long term, but she somehow does for that level of energy. And she's like that in real life too. Yeah. So that's good. So definitely good three topics. I agree. I've been taken in, I'm biased because I work for Microsoft, obviously. So I've tried to branch out and see some other sessions that are from partners talking about stuff. And I don't think I can name one, just one that was there, but there's one that came up. I agree with the DevOps ones. There's some good ones there. And there were some panel discussions that were good too, that were there too.
I really enjoyed, well, I was a bit unfortunate because my session was directly after the Women in IT lunch.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to race out of there about 10, 15 minutes
just
early.
Just to get ready. Just to be ready.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you've got a lot of nervous energy before you present in front of a lot of people. So sitting still, trying to eat out of your little box of goodies while listening to somebody else talk when you just can't sit still, yeah, it's not good.
Nice. How about a quick little summary for your particular session of the table napkin design of what the sessions were. There was 9 of them, wasn't there?
9 points.
Nine points. What would they quickly little be? Just okay. Wrap before we go.
So, know who it is you're talking to. Know what they care about. You know, I've got a mental blank now. I forgot about it because I've already done the speech.
Yeah, it's done.
Done the talk, so I'm done. It's understand the wider context, so you understand the business position.
Great.
And then I work through a bunch of detail like business case and doing a requirements matrix and looking at multiple products. And then at the end, the get emotional.
Yeah.
And actually probably the second most important one is accept honorable defeat.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I think people get so caught up in the passion of it that sometimes they get to the end of this whole process and they go, no, I need to come and speak to you again and I need to argue with you till the cows come home. And that can be exhausting. So I think it's a good idea to sit back and take some feedback, but you know, you have to let sleeping dogs lie, so to speak.
Absolutely. So I got something in my throat here. It's not good. There we go. The part that caught me that you brought up earlier was the emotional part. I didn't think that would come into play, but it was good. And a lot of stuff that you're mentioning, as you mentioned, started off with some common sense stuff, but then after going through a bunch of different iterations of it through your regular day job as it grows, you've reinforced and found the better distillation of where things are. I'm just realizing I don't have my notes for what the next session is. It's going to be coming up, and Seth's not here to bug me to remind me of what it happens to be. I'm looking at my producer over there to see if he'll like throw me a bone. And deploy, configure, and remotely manage nano servers coming up.
That sounds interesting.
Want to throw me a water there too? Got one. Thanks, man.
Do you want one?
No, it's sure. Why not? Here you go. Thanks. So that one there's actually being delivered by Ben Armstrong, I do believe, which is interesting. Do you know Ben?
I don't, unfortunately.
You don't?
No. It's my first time in New Zealand, so okay. I'm still meeting everybody.
Yeah, so Ben's actually a Kiwi, but he now works up in a Corp. But the funny thing is that he's actually the Hyper-V product manager and server virtualization product manager. And they asked him to do a nano server session. So potentially, I think that's going to be Ben that's coming up after the stream. We're going to be here for the rest of the day. We've got one more interview coming up a little bit later on. We're still trying to confirm if the guest is going to be available or not. So we might end up having to just randomly pick people that are sitting there watching, like Jess over there. Maybe she could come back on again or something to come
everybody
and join
enjoys
us.
That.
Yep. Do you have any sessions lined up for today that you're looking at taking in?
Yes, I have.
Before you have to take off?
But once again, I don't remember the names.
Not the names. It's all right. But that's why they have schedule builders.
That's right. That's why I look at my phone every time I exit a room and go, what's next? Oh, that's right.
I've got to make sure that I try to get one last session. I'm going to see if I can catch a bit of Ben's when I catch his on the stream. Don't forget, the stream is here live all day for the last day at Microsoft Ignite here in New Zealand, the Sky City. We're going to be wrapping up today, so all the sessions will be available online, on demand, at channel9.msdn.com. Without any further ado, let's hand it off to the stream to the sessions coming up next.